Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart.
Hello. Happy day. Happy sunny day.
It is so hot.
It is miserable outside. And also, I sat outside during Penny's gymnastics yesterday and I got bit by all these like little tiny bugs and I have all these bites and I hate it.
No.
Our yard got sprayed today for bugs though. So hopefully Penny keeps going outside and every time she sees like something flying around, she goes, "It's bug season."
Yeah, it is bug season. Our toads have been hard at work, not only eating the bugs in my yard, but also mating.
Oh, it is you said so your toads? Noisy. I thought you said your
my toads.
No, I was super confused.
If my toilets were mating, there would be a problem at my household.
I don't know how that works, but okay. I'm on my second cup of tea today. One, because I fully got addicted to this new tea that I've never tried before and I love it. But two, I keep punishing myself by going outside and spending all the time in the hot tub, even though the air quality with the pollen is so high right now.
You're punishing yourself with a hot tub. By the way, the CPA told me this morning, if I get a hot tub, she thinks she can justify it to write it off as a business expense because so many of us work at Boss Project. I was like, well, you're ridiculous.
Can she write mine first off of all, because
didn't you get that medical letter?
I didn't.
That's on you, bro. She gave you an outlet.
I felt weird about it. So I didn't call. I should have had you call for me.
I get it.
Okay.
Okay, tell me about this tea.
I got introduced to this tea when I went to go see Amanda a couple weeks ago, and it's from David's Tea. They're based in Canada, so they're not local. You have to order online, which is the only annoying part, but they ship super, super quickly. But she let me try, it's a cocoa chai rooibos tea, and I did Google how to pronounce that, and I know I'm pronouncing it correctly. It is phenomenal. It's not caffeinated. Mm-hmm. And so I don't feel guilty for having it like all throughout the day. It's not going to like make me all anxious.
Oh, interesting.
And it is so delicious. So I got a like one of those steepers that you put over the cup. And then like when you lift it, it drains everything. Yeah. Or you set it down, it drains everything.
Yeah.
They're magical.
Yeah.
So I've been making them iced and hot. I got a honeycomb chai and a mocha chai. And then I did try Valerian Nights. It's a sleepy time tea. I don't like it as much, but I'm already needing to reorder because I'm making so much tea. But I got one of those cute color-changing mugs. Oh, it's not up here anymore. I would show you. It has a parrot and like tropical flowers on it, and it changes colors when it gets hot. And I got a gold steeper inside, and it's so cute, and it's so yummy.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've had my morning coffee, and then I switched to tea. And so then I don't have like the caffeine jitters all day, which is great.
Well, I'm glad you're cutting down.
Oh, I'm not cutting down on coffee. Don't get me wrong.
Let me be clear. Okay. This is very unrelated, but I had to tell you on the podcast so that everyone could hear your reaction. Okay. So you'll never guess who was at my house last night.
Toby.
Toby's her dog that has been lost for a while. No, that would be, I mean, definitely crazier than what I was about to say, for sure. For sure. Okay, so you know how it's like nearly impossible to get construction crews like to even come bid your projects these days? Okay, well, you know, the fact that our deck is literally potentially hazardous has not been alarming to Jared, but wood rot on the side of the house is. Whatever. I'm like, I'm way more nervous about 10 people standing on my deck and it collapsing. But whatever. Neither here nor there. We finally got this guy to come out to bid it. And then Jared was gone for ages talking to this guy. And he comes in and I was like, well, first of all, how do we know this guy? Like, I need to know everything. Like, I don't know. I'm like very leery of people because of all the issues we had when we started rehabbing this house. Do you know what this man's specialty is?
No.
Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. He is, I mean, he calls himself a restoration specialist. However, crime scene restoration.
My BFF.
He comes in after a crime has been committed and not only cleans up the crime scene, but like rehabs the house. So he was talking about this guy who blew himself up in their house and they had to like do the kitchen. And I'm like, why is this so nonchalant?
I'm wondering why you didn't call me so I could be on speakerphone while this conversation was happening.
I know, right? But apparently they've been busy and so they've got a solid crew of people because half the problem of most of the construction guys I talk to, their crew just like disappears. And so they don't end up having anybody to work on the work. But I don't know. But apparently we may have, just so I'm clear, we are not covering up a crime.
Are you sure?
But I just thought you'd get a kick out
I
of that.
I do get a kick out of that. I'm very interested. And I also just absolutely could not imagine doing that job.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's a movie.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's called Cleaners or something. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. If you guys haven't watched that on Netflix, the like serendipity of like having recently seen that and then this guy coming to my house. And like, I don't think they're like cleaning services. I think they're potentially like guys after that. But I can only imagine that there's still fallout from all of that. Yeah. So I was just like, I feel like I know more about your job than I should because of this movie I just watched.
Yes.
And was just fascinated. So if we end up hiring him, I will make sure you can have a pool day while they're working.
So I can just follow him with all my questions and be like, sir, 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 do you want to start a podcast with me? Sir, I have 100 questions. Well, I hope I hope you get that job booked and hired.
Well, it's good because apparently Jared wouldn't shush. And so he not only talked about the wood rot, he did talk about the new deck and he did talk about where I want to build the stairs off my balcony in my room to a hot tub that doesn't exist yet. But he knows I want a hot tub and he is advocating
for the stairs
for it. This man that I don't
I love it. I support it. I'm here for it. All right. Are you ready to dive in today's episode? All right.
Yes.
First of all, quick housekeeping. If you're not following Boss Project on LinkedIn or the Boss Project on TikTok, literally, what are you doing with your life? Take 10 seconds and go do that. There's good stuff, good nuggets, all the places. Go connect with us. Go say hey, all of those things. Today, I want to talk to you about not only an incredible client story, but I share it with you because I honestly think it's going to resonate with so many of you for so many different reasons. I want to do a kind of deep dive into some preconceived notions that a lot of us have as we grow and scale, because ultimately that's what this story comes down to is I think, me, the business owner, I think that XYZ needs to happen in order for me to make more money, to get more time back, to scale, to grow, to pay myself more, whatever it might be, insert your thing here. I think that in order to get those things, my only options are blank, right? And oftentimes, it is really difficult to go into a strategy or a season or a conversation and not do the things that you think you have to do. But time and time again, mm-hmm. when I see clients, peers, us, listen, yeah. right? With fresh eyes, a new perspective, and try something on for a second just to see what the possibilities could be. Big, big things are on the other side. And I'm not just talking about big, flashy, sexy financial results, which that's definitely part of the story we're sharing today. But I want you to truly yeah. hear the ease that has come from this story and the different ability of choice that has come from these decisions. And we talk all the time mm-hmm. about how we don't vilify money and we don't feel bad for wanting to make more money and wanting our clients to make more money, because money helps support a lot of the things that we have in our lives and a lot of things that we do. And at the end of the day, if we're stressed because of finances, that's one of the things that we need to address first in order to have the freedom of choice and the luxury of how to spend our days and our weeks and how we want to grow our team and all of those things. So this is the story mm-hmm. of Bonnie, and I'm very excited to break everything down for you.
Yeah. So Bonnie is like many of you, and that she is in that creative marketing space. She runs her own social media marketing agency and works with a wide variety of clients. You know, like many of our clients, she came in with lots of thoughts and opinions about who she was currently working with, and did that make sense? And should I continue working with the same type of people? And I think what's always funny when we deep dive into who you're working with, when you really come into yourself and come into knowing that, like, the reason you're working with a group of people that are the same is because you're mm-hmm. really good mm-hmm. at working with a group of people that are the same, and you like own it fully, it's really incredible what can unfold. But I remember when she started that she was nervous about her cash flow. There was just like this sense of anxiety, and she was consistently on edge, you know, kind of like always worried mm-hmm. that the next client was mm-hmm. going to pay on time.
Well, she was in the cycle of doom that we talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more about the cycle of doom. Where you think the only way for me to make more money is to get more clients, but the only way for me to serve more clients is to hire and grow my team because I'm out of time. But the only way for me to hire and grow my team is to get more money. And the only way to get more money is to have more clients. And you see, it's just like a circle of doom and it's never ending. And we don't know how to get ourselves out of that. And so Bonnie came fully into the beginning of the incubator thinking, my only goals here are to learn from you on how to get more clients and how to grow my team. And we pumped the brakes a little bit, as we do. And we were like, hold up, yeah. wait a minute.
What if you didn't need more clients? What if you needed less clients? What if you didn't need what you think you need? What if you didn't need more staff? I mean, not that you can't have more staff, but what if you didn't need it? And I think a lot of it is just trying on things for size. And what I really appreciate is that she took the program and really embraced the framework, and like that we go through it in a particular order on purpose. And the reason we do it in that way is not because we're trying to be annoying. It's honestly that most people's problems are simpler yeah. to fix than they realize. If we fix some of these small things first, some of the thoughts that around what they think is mm-hmm. actually wrong, like get solved before yes. they get to the
and
thing.
That
like,
you literally know? Happened with Bonnie that we're going to tell you about. And it's very exciting.
Yeah. So she definitely had some pricing issues. Well, one, like many people, when you start your business with the rate that someone yep. comes in at, they kind of get stuck there that. And then you hesitate to renegotiate. And then you have this spread where you're technically delivering mm-hmm. the same or maybe even more to the people that mm-hmm. were there initially, but they're paying so yep. much less. I remember she had one client that was paying as little as what, $250?
A month. Her retainer and marketing like, services, where she was definitely delivering, she was working for free. She was working for free.
She was working for free. And they were obviously getting more, uh-huh. significantly more than what they had initially talked about. I know on average, though, her price point when she started she had the majority of her clients at $750 mm-hmm. per month for a 12-month contract. And, you know, how do I say this without like being insulting? I think $750 a month, anything under $1,000 per month is a comfortable zone for like almost that like virtual assistant yeah. work. And so I think yeah. a lot of people start there because it feels like yeah. well, agreeable. Especially
when you don't know what your specialty is yet, you don't know what you're like doing yet, you don't know what kind of clients you want to serve. But as soon as all of those things are identified and you're getting better at your job, that price needs to go up.
Yeah. And so what I was concerned about is she had left her pricing the same, but she was to the point of like, she was guessing if she could pay herself yeah. or pay her team. And
no,
that's not okay. Like, we can't be pricing to yeah. your own detriment. Like, we can't be well, giving that stuff away.
She literally described herself as in crisis mode, in a crisis mode with herself and being able to afford her team members. So she only had one team member. So those of you who are like super small, don't think that these problems like don't happen to you too. And that stress of being able to afford that one person. I understand how that feels. She needed the cash injection. And so she looked at the program like, can I learn enough in 1 to 2 months to get a cash injection to turn it around? Did she?
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The Moisture Rich Balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling Moisture Rich Balm, the Moisture Rich Body Balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And the short answer is yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. you can. It was really exciting because in that first 60 days, instead of focusing too much on worrying about new clients or outside clients or like trying to find all these new people to agree to your new package.
Or even putting out a job listing.
Yeah, or hiring for more help so that you can take on those clients. She instead focused on who do I currently have in my corner and who do I think I can go after? Like, not even, it's not like about looking at your whole client roster and saying, I'm going to tell everyone the same thing. Cause I get that that doesn't always work. And so she focused on select clients that she knew she had this window of opportunity to renegotiate. And I am so stinking proud of what she accomplished in 8 weeks.
She had 100% conversion on the 6 people she initially reached out to. So again, really looking at your clients and instead of doing a blanket email, a weird little newsletter update and try to like hide the price increase under the table and just hope that they stick around, she was intentional about what does this relationship need? What do they need to hear from me? How do they need it presented? And she spent the time customizing that approach. And 100% of the people she initially reached out to converted to her new packages.
Yeah, 100%. 3 days before Christmas, she had landed on her desk signed contracts from these clients that amounted to more than $60,000 in contracted revenue that she was not anticipating for 2022. $60,000 less than 8 weeks after she joined the incubator without new leads, without new clients.
And without a new offer.
Without a new offer.
Nothing was new.
It was refining.
Yes.
Refining.
We're talking about tweaks, not pivots.
What you?
Small shifts.
Cleaning it up. Crisping it up. Putting a bow on it.
And so let's talk about some of the things that happened because of that. So the money, yes. But how many of you right now, and we've talked about this a lot, how many of you right now don't love hopping on the call with your clients because scope creep? Don't love checking the emails from your clients because scope creep? Don't love reevaluating the plans for the future because scope creep, right? We're not confident in the exact offer and the results that we're putting out right now. And so new ideas are getting brought up.
Well, and they want more of you. They want more of your attention. They want more from you. And you have none of it left to give.
Wouldn't you rather, when you're on a call with a client, maybe you're doing their monthly strategy session or a quarterly planning session, or you're doing a recap presentation, and they're like, oh my gosh, hey, I wanted to pick your brain about this, or I wanted to tell you about this new idea that we have, and it involves you, right? Wouldn't you rather, instead of being like, sorry, bro, gotta hop off because I have 17 clients after you that I need to take care of and bills that I'm worried about getting paid, and you don't mentally have the headspace for that conversation, wouldn't you rather be like, sure, let me refill this cup of coffee. I would love to talk to you about your ideas for next quarter.
Yeah, because you have the space and the time and the excitement around what that could do for you. I loved that mint. That she right off the bat added $1,000 to her medium price point. Now, the funny thing is, when she made this adjustment initially, so this was like in that 8 week time zone, you know, a lot of people were picking this middle tier. I think what's happened since then is she's seeing even more clients going into her higher packages because she's more confident, because she sees what they need and she's willing to fit them into what the package that actually makes sense for them.
And I just, if I could gift you all anything, it's the knowledge on the other side of, you don't have to know or be confident that everyone is going to say yes, that it's going to work out for all of your clients, that you can predict this future of continuously selling this package at this high price. It's going to be easy breezy. I'm not asking you to believe in that. I'm asking you to believe that you can get one person to say yes to that. And that's it. Because if you can get one person to say yes to it, you'll be able to get amazing results. You'll be able to refine the process. You'll be able to fully understand, are the things that you're saying that you're going to deliver, providing the results that you say that you are going to provide and what your client wants? Is it enjoyable and effective for both parties here? And if we have all of those boxes checked, then we can keep doing it for the next person and the next person and the next person.
Yeah, it's this like cycle. But like what I love is that this is really setting her up for success. Like when you come out the gate strong and you're pricing at a point that adds this level of ease, then you can over deliver. You can show up more confidently in meetings. You can stay longer on a call. You can surprise them with something they didn't have in their original package because you have the room, space, and time.
I want to talk about like the 5 months of results and like kind of check off some of these things. So the incubator itself is a 12-month program and it's designed that way specifically. You see cash injection in your first 30 to 45 days. You build and refine systems. You build and refine automations. You learn how to hire and grow your team, create amazing culture, everything that comes after that. And we allow that time and space because life happens and things come up. And sometimes maybe you can't be like super active in it every single day, but you have literally the room to do it. But you do see so much traction within those first couple of months. So after 5 months, Bonnie, in her application to even joining and getting our private training and then hearing about the incubator said it would be a dream to hit 30K months. And that was like a year end goal, end of the incubator goal. She hit it within 5 months, mm-hmm. 30K consistent yeah. months in the first 5 months of enrolling. Okay, cool. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, she had this like dream of going on a vacation without her laptop. And as you can imagine, as a social media marketing company, the idea of walking away from your business for a week is not only anxiety inducing. Not
10 days.
But like,
it ended up being 10 days.
10 days. Who's going to run the client work like while I'm gone? Who's going to post while I'm gone? What happens when you have support mm-hmm. and people on your team? Mm-hmm. Like you have support, you are able to walk away. So I told her it was possible. She didn't believe me. She literally posted in the group that she thought I was full of shit.
We love hearing, honestly.
I mean, I get it. I get it. You don't have to believe.
Because my favorite thing is to say, me. I told you so.
Well, the funny thing is, and I think this is more common than we even realize, but often when our clients walk in the door, we are more confident in their abilities to succeed yes. than even they are
nearly
in themselves.
Every time.
And if they do the work and they put in the effort, like they always surprise themselves. And it's funny, this is a side note, but it there was a post in the group the other day, Kathy, another one of our yeah. clients, she was like, I feel like I've been such a slacker. Like, I'm not doing everything I need to be doing.
I'm not doing the work in the incubator is what she said.
But I did just negotiate a client from 18,000 to 30,000.
That is the literal work.
That is the definition mm-hmm. of the work. And so I think it's just funny that they can get really caught up in what that looks like. But 5 months later, it wasn't just about the pricing allowing her to hit her financial goals. The ease that has come for Bonnie has been the mm-hmm. most exciting to me. I mean, the money is amazing, but what the money does. Allows her yes. to have is this ease where she was 3 months into the year. So March of 2022. She said, yeah. technically, I'm booked out. Technically, I don't need any more clients. Technically, I have contracts that take me through the end of the year. And if I mm-hmm. do nothing else but fulfill on the client work, my business mm-hmm. will have doubled. Mm-hmm. And to be in that position so early on is not only incredible, but it allowed her to finally have a choice. Because I think so many of our clients, they want more often from a place of feeling like it's necessary mm-hmm. in some way. It could be a personal circumstance. It could be a health thing. It could be they're trying to prove something to somebody. Like there could be any one reason why they're pushing themselves. But a lot of the times, the goals, while sexy, a lot of them are from a place yeah. of need. And we acknowledge that. And we realize that y'all need the financial base to have that ability to choose and have that ease. And she absolutely, at any point, could say, I'm yeah. ready to turn it up. I'm ready to turn it up. I'm ready to accept more clients. I now have the space in my budget to get more help. I can do that. But she also has the space that she fixed her margin so that she can be profitable without mm-hmm. needing more. She can make and hit her goals that she has set for herself. And she clearly was able to walk away. She went to Costa Rica mm-hmm. for 10 days without her laptop. We only knew about it because she came back and shared a photo with us after she had been gone for 10 days and let us know about her amazing trip and how incredible it was to really celebrate and learn from that
yeah,
experience.
Yeah, I think the cool thing is, circling back to what we talked about earlier, is the here's what I think I have to do in order to get the results that I think that I want.
Yes.
So if you see that the cash injection happened without any new clients, so we busted that myth that you actually don't need new clients to reach the financial goals that you have in place. Let's refine, let's tweak, right? And then she thought, okay, well, also in order to sustain that and possibly even if I were to raise my prices, then I need to hire more help so I can serve my clients in bigger ways. We also busted that myth because it's just still her and her one team member. I remember her saying in a coaching call shortly after, like, the like excitement was happening, she said, yeah, I might hire later this year. We might look at the team to see how we want to grow. But right now, like, let me work on the processes behind the scenes. Let me work on the training and the SOPs. And what does it actually take to run, grow, like fulfill and deliver and do all of these things within our business? Let me like be shoulder to shoulder with my one teammate now, because having a team of two ultimately, and you as the boss having one team member, is such an intimate and different experience than having three, seven, 10 and beyond. And so honor that right now and come to an amazing space together. And she was really being like super excited about being able to fully lean into that. And again, not feel that urgency of the have to, the rush of the have to. It was now I can pause and choose and I can say yes and pull the lever when and if I want. And right now I'm just going to take a breath and I'm just going to chill.
Yeah. I love her quote. She said, I am so proud of the work that I have done inside this program and even more grateful to have this community to celebrate, commiserate, and learn with. And the incubator, I think the part that has surprised me is it's so much more than these people independently working towards their goals. They have the ability to, when they're scared, to come in the group and share their fears in a way that allows other people to show up for them and make them feel seen and heard and understood. It allows people the space to like gain that confidence that they might have a hard time garnering on their own. And I have just loved watching Bonnie flourish, because I feel like in a lot of ways she came in not just with a hesitation, but just when you're that stressed and overwhelmed, the sense of chaos that surrounds it, like I didn't feel like she was fully herself most of the time. And now seeing her be herself, like she's just this like super chill, laid back girl that like does amazing, incredible work for her clients. And she's so respected by them and they so appreciate what she's doing for them. And she's really adding a level of service that they don't have access to inside their own business, because they're not marketing experts. They're great at the things they're doing. Many of them in her particular business are restaurateurs that they're focused on having a solid menu and getting their tables filled up on a weekend. Like they're not worried about what their Instagram account looks like. They just want to make sure it does its job. And when you can create that fully trusting relationship, like really incredible things can happen. And it's been incredible to watch and seeing her story kind of be echoed by other clients who similarly come in. I wish it was less common that people came in so stressed, but I just think it's part of it. Like when you're underpriced, more often than not, there's other things going on behind the scenes that are like aiding in that
feast
stress.
And famine, famine, and famine, famine, tiny feast, famine, famine.
And so if we can get over that initial hump and get that big win in that first 30 days, the relief people feel is so incredible.
Well, if you want to chat about what results like this could look like for you and your service-based business, we will absolutely paint that picture for you. We love to chat it out over on Instagram in our DMs. And if you're full on ready to like, nope, I'm ready to like have this conversation for real and learn more about what's inside, then I highly encourage you to apply. Where can people go do that?
Yeah, you can go to bossproject.com/incubator and it takes about 10 minutes. The great thing about this application is, first of all, it's super easy for you to fill out. But what it does for us is it allows us to get a better understanding of what your goals are, what your current challenges are, and we can have a really insightful conversation through the lens of your specific business. So we're not just pulling on past client experience. It's really about how this could work for you and what are your next steps. And we're looking at all the choices you could make and painting some options for you and giving you the opportunity to choose. And it's so fun. Like I love having that conversation following applications, because it allows us to have this really in-depth, like personal approach to what you're going through. And I promise you, it's unlike anything you've experienced in other businesses.
Yep. So we can't wait to chat with you. Bossproject.com/incubator.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.